Chapter 1 Meeting the Robinsons. My name is Toby Mann. My family is either dead or gone. Today, my caseworker Frank is driving me to a new home. I'm going to live with strangers because some social workers said I couldn't live by myself. Jim and Jess Robinson are going to be my foster parents.
Are you okay, Toby?
Frank asks. He looks over at me and smiles.
The Robinsons are nice people. They're really happy that you're going to live with them. Our social work team have chosen a special family for you.
Caseworkers are always very nice. I don't reply. The Robinsons are happy. I'm not. Why do these people want me? They don't know me. I've been moved from place to place around Wollongong since Granny Mann died. Some foster parents only take children for a short time, while the social workers find a family that wants a child for a long time. No one wants a 16-year-old boy. Frank says,
"We're nearly there."
I stop staring at my feet and look out of the car window. It's summer and the sun's shining. The houses we drive past are big, with tall fences or walls and gardens full of trees. My home with Granny Mann was in a small flat in Port Kembla near the harbour. There weren't many gardens and trees back there. Frank parks the car in front of a white wooden fence. Behind the fence is a large house. It's white too, with a big red front door. There are red, white and pink roses on either side of the path that leads from the gate up to the front door.
Come on,
says Frank. He opens his door.
Do you need help with your bags?
I don't want to get out, and I don't want to meet the Robinsons, who own this big white house in Mount Kira. I want things to go back to the way they were when my big brother Barney and I lived with our granddad and Granny Mann. Before Barney ran away and granddad died. Before Granny Mann died last year and left me alone. Just before she died, Granny said, "Please try to find Barney. He'll be your only family soon." She tried to get Barney to come home, but he didn't. It made her sad. Frank is out of the car now. He opens my door.
"Out you get, please, Toby."
I climb out, dragging my two bags with me. I have a few clothes and my school books from last year at Port Kembla High. It's hot outside. Frank leads the way through the gate to the front door. It opens, and a man and a woman appear. They are both smiling at us. These are my foster parents. Jim Robinson is taller than Frank, who's short and fat. Jim has short brown hair and blue eyes behind his glasses. Jess Robinson is shorter than her husband, with brown hair too, and big brown eyes. Jim is wearing grey shorts and a blue T-shirt. Jess is in a blue dress with white dots. Jim shakes Frank's hand, then reaches his hand out to me. I have to shake it. It's warm and dry.
"Hi, Toby," he says. "We're really pleased that the social workers chose us to be your foster parents."
Jess walks forward and puts her arms round me. "Hello, Toby. I hope you'll be very happy with us." I stand still and say nothing. She lets me go. Her eyes are sad. I don't want to be unkind, so I say, "Hi, nice to meet you." It isn't really. I stare at the roses. I don't want anyone to see the tears in my eyes.
Come in, Jim says.
We go inside. This is where I'm going to live. We're in a large living room. Jess points to the staircase at one end of the room. The bedrooms are upstairs. We'll show you your room later. Leave your bags here for now. Are you hungry? Let's go into the kitchen. She talks on and on, but I don't listen. I'm too busy looking at things. Everything is big and clean. There are pictures on the walls and thick rugs on the wooden floors. The Robinsons must be rich.
Toby,
Frank calls. I put down my bags and follow everyone into the kitchen. Big windows look out to the garden behind the house. There's a swimming pool behind a high fence. I'm certain now. The Robinsons are rich. Tea or coffee, Toby? Jess asks. I turn and look at her. Tea, please. Some cups and plates with roses on them are on a large table. A cake sits on a plate. I remember Granny Mann's old table and the old cups we drank out of. Jim points at the chair beside him and smiles.
Sit, Toby.
I sit down. Jess says, I made this chocolate cake for you. I hope you like it. Granny Mann made me a special chocolate cake every birthday. I try to smile, but I want to cry. Frank says,
Toby.
Thank you, I say to Jess. She cuts me a large piece of cake. I'm not hungry, but I bite into it. It's good, so I eat it all. They all smile at my empty plate. I have to say something. They're all watching me. That was good. I drink my tea and eat another piece of cake while the adults talk. Jess says to me, If you go upstairs, you'll find your bedroom. It's the room with the door open. Jim says,
You have your own bathroom too.
In Granny Mann's flat, there were two bedrooms. Barney and I slept in one when he lived with us, and one bathroom. I go back to the living room, pick up my bags and climb the stairs. On the wall going up the stairs, there are photos. Some are of the Robinsons at the beach and on a boat. Do they have a boat too? Then there are photos of another man and woman and of children with red hair. Who are they? Frank said the Robinsons don't have any children. He also said I'm their first foster child. I stare at the faces in the photos. Everyone's smiling. At the top of the stairs, I see four doors. Three are closed, so I walk towards the open one. The bedroom is large, with big windows. The bed has a blue and white cover, and there are dark blue rugs on the wooden floor. There's a cupboard and a desk under the window with lots of books on it. I look outside. I'm looking down at the swimming pool. The bathroom is through another door in my room. It's blue and white too. I turn on a tap and wash my hands with nice soap. The water's hot. What am I doing here? This is a rich kid's house. I walk slowly back down the stairs to the kitchen. I'm almost at the door when I hear Jim say,
He's tall, but he looks too thin, Frank.
I stop and listen. Frank says,
He hasn't been eating much. His grandmother was sick for months, and there wasn't much money for food. He misses her too. Poor kid, says Jim. It's quiet for a moment, then Jess says,
He's quite dirty, Frank. Those old clothes and that long hair.
Frank says, Toby had to wash in cold water because there was no money for hot water, so he didn't wash very often.
Oh, dear. Are we doing the right thing, Frank? Jess asks. Will we be able to look after a kid like him?
Jim says, He needs a lot. Are we really the right people to help him? Of course you are, says Frank. Toby's a good kid and clever. Give him time. He needs a family.
I turn away from the kitchen. Dirty. Old clothes. I march up the stairs. I want to pull the happy photos off the wall. I close the bedroom door and sit on the clean bed in my dirty clothes and put my dirty shoes on the cover. The Robinsons don't understand kids like me. I want Barney very badly. I have to find my big brother. Soon. At dinner that night, Jess and Jim talk about themselves. Jess is a writer. Jim teaches music and plays the violin in an orchestra. They ask me about myself. My replies are short. I'm angry with Jess. Her words about my hair and clothes were unkind. After dinner, Jim says,
Washing the dishes will be one of your jobs here, Toby. Can you fill the dishwasher now, please?
Dishwasher? Granny Man washed her dishes herself, and I dried them. I take the plates and put them in the dishwasher. Jim shows me how it works. Jobs are okay. When Granny Man was sick, I did everything at home. I cooked, opened cans, cleaned a bit, and washed clothes sometimes. And I washed the dishes. I turn on the dishwasher, then ask, May I go to my room now? Jess says,
Of course, it's been a long day for you.
They smile at me. Jim says,
Everything will be okay, Toby.
Will it? I say goodnight, then climb the stairs to my room. Jim begins to play his violin downstairs. The sound is sweet. He must be good to play in an orchestra. I fall asleep on the bed with my clothes on. When I wake in the morning, my shoes are off and I'm covered by a rug. Who did that? I don't need them to look after me. I have to find Barney. He's the only real family I have now.